At this time, I would like to bring up Linda Perel, our secretary, to introduce the minutes that we're going to be hearing.
Good morning, Gabe, and assembled multitude. I hope everybody had a good night's sleep and are ready for our morning's work. I realize that this morning is the morning I'll be doing the most work, jotting down all the resolutions and so forth, so that we can read them next year. In any event, last year, the minutes for 2019 mysteriously went missing, and so we weren't able to have them. We do have minutes for the 2020 convention meeting. However, they are somewhat long, and I am not the best Braille reader out loud around these days. So I recruited my friend David Mandel to read the minutes on my behalf. And I want to thank David in advance. So please roll the minutes and proceed from there. Thank you, everyone.
California Council of the Blind, CCB, 2020 Conference and Convention, held virtually on Friday, June 19th and Saturday, June 20th, 2020. The CCB Conference and Convention was called to order by President Judy Wilkinson at 1 p.m. on Friday, June 19th, 2020. Motion to adopt convention rules. The proposed convention rules were read and the motion was seconded and passed. Motion to accept the credentials report presented by Credentials Committee Chair Frank Welty. The motion was seconded and passed. 26 chapters and special interest affiliates were seated. 4 chapters were not seated. The afternoon session was adjourned at 4 p.m. The evening session was called to order by First Vice President Gabe Griffith at 6 p.m. No CCB business was conducted during this session. The evening session was adjourned at 9 p.m. The conference and convention reconvened on Saturday, June 20th at 9 a.m. with President Judy Wilkinson presiding. Elections were held, and the following members were elected to the CCB Board of Directors. President Gabe Griffith, First Vice President Sarah Harris, Second Vice President Rob Turner, Treasurer Lisa Presley Thomas, Directors Larry Gassman, Guillermo Robles, Jeff Tom, Frank Welty. The business meeting minutes for the 2019 conference and convention were not available to be read. Motion to accept the CCB financial accounts report presented by CCB Treasurer Lisa Thomas. The motion was seconded and passed. Summary. Report on CDs, brokerage, and checking accounts as of May 31st, 2020. 1. FISN investment account, Menino Scholarship, restricted, statement, April 1st to 30th, 2020, interest for money markets, 0.01%, current period, $45,010.04, additions and withdrawals, $0, taxable income, 13 cents, taxes, fees, and expenses, $0, change in investment value, $364.79. Ending value as of April 30th, 2020, $45,374.96. Net income this period, 13 cents. Interest year to date, $2.22. Maturity date, account matured, currently all cash. 2. Chase CCB Scholarship Business Accounts. A. CCB Scholarship Checking Account for the period May 1st to 31st, 2020. Beginning balance, $4,890.76. Deposits and other credits, $0. Withdrawals and other debits, $17. Ending balance, $4,873.76. B. CCB Scholarship Savings Account. for the period May 1st to 31st, 2020. Annual percentage yield earned this period 0.03%. Beginning balance $480.99. Deposits and additions $0. May 29th interest payment 1 cent. Ending balance $481. Interest earned this period 1 cent. Interest year to date 2 cents. 3. CCB Newell Perry Endowment Trust, Morgan Stanley, restricted, for the period January 1st, 2020 to May 31st, 2020. Total beginning value includes accrued interest $124,252.41. Net debits, credits, transfers $15. Change in value $8,304.56. Change in value May 1st to 31st, 2020, $4,225.01. Total ending value at May 31st, 2020 includes accrued interest $115,932.85. 4. UBS International Incorporated, Ellen Murphy Fund, restricted. Statement for May 2020. On May 29th, 2020, your assets $184,854.07. Your liabilities $0. Value of your account $184,854.07. Accrued interest in value above 63 cents. Accrued dividends in value above $3,403.22 includes $337.02 prior year adjustment. On April 30th, 2020, your assets $180,617.34, your liabilities $0. Value of your account $180,617.34. Difference $4,236.73. 5. Bank of America Business Checking and Investment Accounts. A. CCB General Checking Account for the period May 1st to 31st, 2020. Beginning balance $51,619.18. Deposits and other credits plus $11,028.33. Withdrawals and other debits, $2,938.75. Checks, $5,522.57. Ending balance, $54,186.19. Current balance as of June 19th, 2020, $56,733.63. B. Fogarty Scholarship Account for the period May 1st to 31st, 2020. Interest rate 0.02% APY. Beginning balance $200.33. Interest paid $0. Interest paid year to date $0. Ending balance $200.33. C. CEA Loan Fund Account. For the period May 1st to 31st, 2020, interest rate 0.02% APY, beginning balance $520.78, interest paid 1 cent, interest paid year to date 5 cents, ending balance $520.79. D. Life Membership 7 Month CD. Date of notice June 9th, 2020. Account opened August 15th, 2007. Renewal notice for your 7 Month featured CD. New term 7 months. New maturity date August 22nd, 2020. New interest rate 0.03%. New annual percentage yield, 3.3%. Interest paid year to date, 4 cents. Current balance, $2,885.30. E. Lopez Scholarship Account for the period May 1st to 31st, 2020. Interest rate, $0 APY. Beginning balance, $139.97. Interest paid, $0. Interest paid year to date, $0. Ending balance, $139.97. F. Crisis Committee Account for the period May 1st to 31st, 2020. Interest rate, 0.01% APY. Beginning balance, $844.93. Interest paid, 1 cent. Interest paid year to date, 5 cents. Ending balance, $844.94. That concludes the CCB financial accounts report. Continuing with the minutes, the Bylaws Committee co-chairs David Jackson and Sarah Harris presented and moved approval of two proposed amendments to the CCB bylaws. Motions were seconded and passed. Summary 1. Adopted language. Section 5.5.7. For removal of an officer or director, 3/4, except that no vote shall take place without the officer or director being given the opportunity to offer a defense. 2. Adopted language. Section 6.3.2. Candidates interested in running for the board are strongly encouraged to submit a candidate statement no less than 45 days prior to the first day of the convention. Only candidates who submit a candidate statement will be eligible to participate in the candidates' forum, which will occur prior to the first day of convention. During elections, all candidates will have up to 5 minutes to have up to 2 people speak on their behalf. The Resolutions Committee, co-chairs Sarah Harris and Jeff Tom, presented the committee report. 3 resolutions had received a due pass from the committee. After some discussion, all 3 resolutions were passed. Resolution 2020-01, advocating for the need for expanded availability of additional funding resources for specialized non-vocational services for persons with vision loss. Resolution 2020-02, ensuring the safety and usability of conference and convention facilities by people with vision disabilities having accompanying hearing loss. Resolution 2020-03, addressing the need for increased availability of accessible prescription bottles, was withdrawn, and the maker was referred to ACB, which is working on this issue. Resolution 2020-04, addressing the need for more advocacy and education of the public regarding the issue of fraudulent service animals by CCB in partnership with Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Incorporated. The program concluded with the presentation of a number of awards by the Scholarship, Publications, and Awards Committees. The virtual 2020 CCB Conference and Convention was adjourned at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, June 20th, 2020.
And I just want to jump in real quick here and say, David, what an amazing job. I could never do that, all those numbers. So thank you, David.
Yes, thank you for that. And Linda, do you have any other anything else you want to add before we call for a motion or any discussion on those?
Thank you to David. Let's move to accept those minutes.
Okay. We have a motion. Thank you, Linda. Is there a second?
I'll second, Rob.
Rob seconds. Does anybody have any discussion on these? I'll give a few seconds if anyone has any discussion. Go ahead and raise your hand and we will get you recognized.
Unless there's some kind of a bylaw reason for this, I would propose that the financial accounts report be deleted, except for maybe our whatever our general account is. I don't think the minute should disclose to the world every account we have or don't have. And I think that as a general practice, that's not really a necessary and wise way of adopting minutes. So that's my motion, would be to delete that portion of the minutes.
I would take that as a friendly amendment, I think, because I do agree with that.
And I
Linda agrees with it as well. That would make the minutes a lot easier. We'll have to dig around to find those final numbers. Not entirely sure how the entire treasurer's report got in there, but happy to.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we can take care of that easy enough, I think. Any other discussion?
Robert Acosta has his hand raised.
Okay, let's go ahead. Bob, what do you have?
I was only going to second Jeff's fine motion. I totally agree with him. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Well, I was going to make a comment if I can.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to be the lone wolf here. I disagree. I think the account numbers should be redacted. I don't think that information needs to be public, but I do believe that it is refreshing. I commend Lisa and Linda for the thoroughness of both the financial statement as well as Linda's minutes. But I believe that we are a professional organization, and while most people might not care about the detail that was just provided, I think people are interested, and I think this information shows that we are back on good footing and that we are a professional organization. So I would not agree. I'm not going to ask for 10 hands to object, but I think it's perfectly appropriate for this information to be here.
This okay. is Rob with a, can I just, is this something that could be as a separate report that's made public as well, instead of being a part of the minutes?
Well, this would be a question for Larry, but Larry, if we decided to keep all of the account numbers in there, would for the final recording, would you be able to edit out the account numbers that were given?
Yes. Yeah, I definitely had some misgivings when I first heard this as well. I think the information is fine. I agree with Mitch.
And I thought that's so, what Jeff was referring to was the account numbers and that.
Jeff.
But what I would do is I would do it, and I would like to have somebody listen to it to make sure that I've got it, because this is important. But the information is fine, maybe. I believe.
You know, if you did that, had like maybe Linda, Lisa, me, and Sarah, and you know, maybe send it to all the officers or something. We can all take a listen. Jeff, as the one who originally raised the objection, would you be good with Mitch's proposal of editing out the account numbers but keeping the actual data?
I was just unmuted.
I have no problem with the amounts.
Okay.
That's what I thought, that's really what I was getting at
is the account numbers and all.
I seconded because that's what I thought he was meaning too. So
So we will Larry and thank you, Larry, for being willing to edit those out. And so we will edit out the account numbers but keep all the reporting. Thank you, Mitch, for bringing that up and clarifying. Because you have a good point that it does show that we're doing good. So is there any other, the decision is to edit out the account numbers but keep all of the other reporting information for the final version of all of this. Is there any other discussion on the minutes? Do we have any other hands up?
No other hands.
Okay. So at this point, we'll go back to the original motion. What's that, Linda?
last question before you mute me. So I should, this should say that the minutes were read, amended, and passed, right? Or did they even have to mention
it? Adopted as amended. You can say the motion was to adopt the minutes as amended.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
So now we're ready to actually proceed to the original motion to adopt them or to accept the minutes. And it was moved and seconded on that. So now I will, as we've been doing, ask that only if you object to accepting these minutes, raise your hand. And unless we get 10 hands raised in the next 30 seconds or so, we will declare these minutes as passed. So again, only raise your hand if you object to these minutes. But if you're okay with the minutes, accepting these minutes as amended, do not do anything. Do we have any hands going up?
You have one hand.
One hand. There's our one that we were missing the other night, Deb.
Oh, yeah.
But at least it's a 0-1, not a 1-0 at this point, right?
Uh-huh.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll give it another 3-2-1. All right, I think that's good. So
lower the hand.
Go ahead and lower the hand. Thank you. And those minutes have been accepted. So thank you, Linda, for preparing those. And thank you again, David, for reading them. And thank you in advance, Larry, for editing them.